Moncrief on News Talk.
You may not ever admit it, but the research shows that most parents have a favourite child. In one study in the UK, up to 74% of mothers and 70% of fathers have been shown to give preferential treatment towards one child over another. It raises the question, is it ever okay to admit you have a favourite child? Joining me for more on this is freelance journalist and parenting columnist with thejournal.ie. It's Niamh O'Reilly. Hello, Niamh.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Is it ever okay to admit you have a favourite child, in your opinion?
I think this is a funny one because, like, the research shows us that even if you say you don't have a favourite child, and you'd be hard pressed to find a parent who would sit down and openly admit that they do, but most of them will say, no, couldn't choose between them, love them both equally, all that sort of stuff. But the research tells us that even if you think you don't, subconsciously you do have a favourite child. But it's not as black and white as it might seem, because I think for most families, you will gravitate towards one child over another at different times of your life and different times of your child's life. They go through so many phases, and you're naturally going to sort of shift towards one or the other. So I think it's totally normal to feel like you might have a favourite at one point, but I'm not sure if it's okay to ever say that out loud. I think it's one of those things you think rather than you actually say, but it depends on your child. I mean, and it depends on your family and maybe you have a dark sense of humour and, you know, that sort of thing is okay. Like Catherine Ryan, the comedian, recently came out and very openly admitted that she had a favourite child and it was her eldest daughter, Violet. So, you know, different strokes for different folks.
I mean, you're talking about not saying it, but sometimes, Niamh, you don't have to say it. Sometimes we get the vibe. It's just implied. And I mean, surely that can have an impact on children, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I think so. And I think that's where the trick lies, really. I think the trick isn't denying that you might have a favourite at certain times. The trick is never letting your child know that, because I think when they, even if you don't say it, if the child has a feeling that they're not a favourite, you know, it's not always the nicest feeling in the world. And if it goes on longer than, you know, just a small sort of period in your child's life, the research shows it can have a detrimental effect on, you know, their behaviour. It can even, you know, have an impact on depression later in life. And also for the golden child, it's not all roses either. You know, they can feel like they have this impossible halo, you know, that they have to live up to. It can drive a wedge between them and their siblings. So I think if possible, you shouldn't let your child know that you have a favourite. And maybe that isn't always the easiest thing to do for some parents. You know, you have to try and, like, there are certain times where you might vibe with one kid, like, say, for example, they've taken up a sport that you love. And so you naturally bond with them a bit more, you know, over that, or you're spending more time with them. And your other kid is doing some other hobby that you hate. But, like, that's when you have to put in the work and go and spend time with them doing that hobby that you might hate, but they love, you know, so that nobody feels like one is favoured over another.
What else can you do to make sure that you're not showing this preferential treatment, I suppose, to one or the other, if you're kind of cognizant of it and you're thinking, I'm probably, you know, like, I'm vibing a lot with child A and child B is probably sitting on the sideline being like, why can I not have the same relationship? Like, what should parents be conscious of?
I think, like, you have to recognize it. And I think, like, parents can feel quite guilty about feeling like they have a favorite. I think this is totally normal. And by the way, children will be very upfront with you and tell you who is their favorite parent, especially when they're younger. So, and, you know, it isn't particularly nice. You know, you brush it off as a parent and you go, oh yeah, that's fine. You know, you prefer daddy at the moment, that's grand. Or, you know, you prefer mum or whatever it is. And so they will be very upfront about it. So I think it's normal. Don't beat yourself up about it. If you feel like, God, you know, like, children go through so many phases, like toddlers, for example. Loved my toddlers to bits. My children aren't toddlers anymore. They're in kind of a sweet spot. But when they were both toddlers separately, they went through the most awful phases of, like, going through meltdowns. And I was counting the minutes till bedtime.
that's totally normal. That's totally fine. And it passes and you move on. I think it's important to recognize these things, that sometimes you love spending time with your kids, you know, and sometimes maybe they're driving you up the wall. I think recognize it. Don't beat yourself up over it. And also divide and conquer. You know, that's why there's two parents. You know, get the other parent to spend time with the other child and then vice versa. And also realize that these sort of ebbs and flows are going to change. Like, you know, at one stage, one child is going to be maybe your favorite or you feel like you're vibing with them, but then that's going to flip again. So I say, don't get too het up about it.
So you're also not suggesting, if you are perhaps not the favorite parent right now, you're not suggesting engaging in fierce competition with the other parent in order to become the new favorite?
You know, sometimes like I'm going to be really wise and sagely here and say, no, you should never do that. But of course you do. Like when it goes on for a longer period than say like a few days or a week or something. And like certainly as a mum, I know I can get a bit put out. You know, you sort of think to yourself, jeepers, I gave birth to you and you're preferring your father over me, you know. So it's natural to feel like that, to feel like a little bit put out. But like at the end of the day, I think all of this stuff really is superficial. I think for most families, hopefully this doesn't tend to go much deeper than any of the stuff we've outlined. If at the end of the day, you all know you love each other and you all have each other's backs, these little sort of, you know, moments of favoritism, they shouldn't hopefully do too much, I think, damage to one another once you all have each other's backs and no child feels like they're loved more than the other. Do you know what I mean? That's, I think, a different conversation completely.
Yeah, well, we do have a text in here. My husband favours one of our three kids. It's so obvious. He denies it, but it's true. And I worry it will impact the child in question. How do you broach that kind of conversation again with your other half? Because again, maybe they don't realize they're doing it either. Maybe they do. Like that's a tricky situation.
That's tricky. And I would say probably it's a subconscious thing, because again, if you go back to the research, it, like, most parents will tell you, no, I don't have a favorite. No, I absolutely don't. But as you alluded to earlier, sometimes the behavior is really obvious to everyone else that you do have a favorite. So I think calling out a parent on that is really important and saying, hey, you know, hold on a minute. And sometimes when your attention is drawn to it, you can go, actually, you're right. Because like this research tells us that parents will tend to sort of favorite the younger sibling or daughters or children who are more agreeable or sort of conscientious. And like when you think about your own situation, like when I thought about my two kids and how I kind of deal with them, this creeps in subconsciously to your parenting. So like mine are 6 and 9 and say they're playing a game out in the back garden. I try and leave them to it, but sometimes I have to be the referee, you know, it'll descend into an argument. And as I should be completely impartial, but there's loads of times I come down on the youngest side's case and I say, well, he's younger, give him a chance. And there's me, you know, favouriting the younger over the elder, you know, without, I don't mean to do it. So I think these things can creep in to your parenting without you actually realizing it in an overt way.
Yeah. So just something to bear in mind. But also, as you rightly put, maybe it's not that deep as long as you all love each other.
I think for most families, it isn't that deep. And like some families have running jokes about these sorts of things as well, you know, as to who's the favorite and stuff. And like there was other research that suggested that siblings often get it wrong. Like 60% of them thought the other one was the favorite, you know, when that actually wasn't the case. So it is all about your perception, you know, as well. And I think, look, once you have each other's backs and everyone knows they're loved equally, this shouldn't really do too much damage, hopefully.
Fingers crossed. Nia Riley, freelance journalist and parenting columnist at thejournal.ie. Thank you so much. Loads of texts, big response to this. I 100% have had favourite children. Whichever of my three aren't the biggest melt at the time, to which I say, could my mum or dad please stop texting into the show? I'd really appreciate that.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.